This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The president tweeted today that the Colorado National Guard will be deployed long enough to receive federal benefits. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Governor Jared Polis, the entire Colorado delegation, even Defense Secretary Mark Esper, have been calling on President Trump to extend National Guard deployments to fight the coronavirus. Trump said in a tweet that he plans to do just that through mid-August. As it currently stands, the guards across the country would lose full federal funding on June 24th, one day short of earning key retirement and education benefits. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The federal government is giving $72 billion in grants to healthcare providers. A Kaiser Family Foundation study found hospitals with the highest revenues got the most aid, more aid than hospitals that primarily treat Medicare and Medicaid patients. Kaiser's Karen Schwartz authored the study.
For the thinking at hospitals that are treating a lot of patients with public insurance, to the extent that those hospitals aren't getting the resources they need, there is certainly a danger that those hospitals aren't going to be able to provide the same level of care that they might hope to.
More than 2,000 Colorado healthcare providers have gotten federal coronavirus aid. Slight chance of thunderstorms for Metro Denver tonight with lows down to 55 degrees. Showers are likely for Colorado Springs, low of 50. Chance of thunderstorms and 55 in Pueblo overnight. This is CPR News.